Underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
I am Zion Palmieri, and this is the ASN Coaches Show.
For this next week, Coach, of course, your first game coming tomorrow against the Marion Giants.
That was truly two really good teams.
You make mistakes, you got to learn and move on.
The Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you here live from Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buck Court for this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show alongside Eli Libler. My name is Michael Hooker on this beautiful Monday evening. We got a great show lined up for you guys, a couple of interviews. Coach Buck will be joining us later on this evening. But getting things started here, Pendleton Heights High School's boys basketball is, I believe, the last winter sport going on here at Pendleton Heights. Wrestling ended a while ago. Jalen Covington going all the way to state. Also, Eli, you made it to semi-state. Jackson Todd made it to semi-state. I believe six out of our eight regional wrestlers went to semi-state, and only, obviously, Jalen made it to state. Boys swimming had Jacob Simpson, the senior boys swimmer, an amazing swimmer at that. He ended up going to state. And then for girls swimming, they put on a good performance. I do not know if any of them made it to state. I know some of them made it to semi-state, though. So overall, for winter sports, a pretty good showing. Girls basketball, unfortunately, fell short in the sectionals in the second round to New Powell would later lose to Mount Vernon in the sectional championship. But this week, boys basketball, they have their second. They got the bye of the first round for sectional this year. So they don't have to worry about playing in that first round. But Eli, from your perspective as a winter sport athlete, what did you really see from the winter teams here at Pendleton Heights?
That it's a lot of dedication of hard work, and that it takes time and practice to develop of all the stuff you need to learn and grow from there.
Yeah, you mentioned their dedication, time it takes to learn and to grow, and that's really what this Pendleton Heights boys basketball team, they really stand for. They really put 100% effort into every single one of their games, and a majority of their losses, although they did finish 11-12 on the year, a majority of their losses came within 5 points, sometimes even 1 point, 2 point loss. You look back at that Greenfield Central game where they played them, the undefeated Cougars here at home. They forced double. They went to double overtime with Greenfield Central, and they lost on a buzzer beater by Braylon Mullins. Mullins gave them a 1 point victory, 73-72, over the Pendleton Heights Ravens. And in that game, I mean, you really saw, you know, Pendleton Heights dig deep and was able to really overcome their, you know, maybe tiredness or lack of some players not being available due to fouling out. Whatever it may be, they were able to fight through adversity and really push one of the better teams in the state in Greenfield Central to their limits. But last week, you know, they finished off the season with a great win, 60-47 over the Heritage Christian Eagles. And Josiah Gustin led the way for them with 20 points. Perfect shooting for him, 8-for-8 from inside the arc. Some free throws and obviously a couple of three-pointers for Gustin helped boost Pendleton Heights to a win there. So, Eli, what have you really seen from this boys' basketball team so far this season with some of their ups and downs?
That they've definitely got a lot better over this whole year so far. What I've seen is that they're more dedicated of the sport than any else of the whole year so far I've seen.
Yeah, and you mentioned they're being dedicated right now. They're finishing up their practice right now. They've had some great moments so far this year. Josiah Gustin hitting the 1,000-point mark in his high school career. Joe Buck getting the high school's gym court officially named after him. Senior night as well. Some great, great memories posted by this team this year. And I think you look at this team and you, for the past couple of years, may not have had the success that they wanted. This year, Joe Buck comes in his first year in a first year coaching in a few years, and really makes a difference with this team. You really see some different dedication from some of these players. One to mention, Cooper Sims, only as a sophomore, now getting to start varsity. I mean, he has put in a lot of work and a lot of effort. He's been mentored by two great guards in Isaac Wilson and Dontrez Braxton all season, which has really led to some of the success with unselfish players. They were able to really push past some of their feelings and really help this team grow and blossom into the 11-12 record that they have. And I think going into this sectional, Pendleton Heights is a team that you don't want to play. You know, they're gritty, they're aggressive, and they really they will run you to your limits. And I think that's one of the reasons why they could be dangerous in this sectional. And Coach Buck has said it before. You could play this sectional 10 times over, and you could have a different winner each time. So, Eli, what are you really hoping to see out of the Pendleton Heights boys basketball team this week and going forward?
That they are more aggressive and have control over the ball more often, and hopefully to score more threes.
Yeah, three-pointers has been a very very big thing for this team. Evan Mazingo leads the team on three-pointers made. He is very, very good at shooting outside of the arc. He leads the team in three-pointers, as I mentioned. And really, you can't just look at him. Seth Aravia is also getting some threes up. Josiah Gustin, Cooper Sims, Aaron Cookston, and Isaac Wilson. Really, those players help make a difference in the scoring column for this team. But on that note, me and Eli are going to take a quick break. But when we return, Ryan Davis got to sit down with a couple of the varsity boys golfers. And then after that, it's going to be Lucas Williams sitting down with one of our athletic directors, Mr. Ritz. And then we will be back on with Coach Buck. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizen State Bank. Citizen State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizen State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM. Located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Citizen State Bank.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salon and Style. Detour Salon and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, massage therapy, permanent makeup, lash extensions, signature facials, IPL laser therapy, red carpet facials and treatments, teeth bleaching, hair removal, and more. On Facebook and Twitter or at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style is on 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson, 765-400-5323 or DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back to tonight's ASN Coaches Show. I'm Ryan Davis, and joining me here is Sam Denny and Vance Jarvis of the boys' varsity golf team. So what does off-season training look like for you guys?
So basically, I've just been hitting on simulators. Most of us are members at Anderson Country Club. Shout out Anderson Country Club. It's a great course. Go get a membership there. Yeah, but we've just been hitting on the simulator. And then recently it's got warm outside, so we've played outside a couple times.
Also, some of us varsity golfers, all of us have lessons that we take to help us get better too. So that helps a lot.
So do you guys have any pregame routines before matches?
I usually just try to, like, if there's driving range open, obviously, I try to get on the driving range or kind of get the speed of the greens, mainly because that's very important going into a match.
Yeah, normally just chip and putt. I don't really like to stay on the range that long. I hit a couple drives, a couple irons, and then that's about it, and then I go putt. But there's also some other things you do, you know? Well, I go in the pro shop, get a couple drinks, maybe hit up the bathroom on the way out.
Yeah, I usually get a red Gatorade. Always a red Gatorade.
Yeah, red's gross. I don't know how you do that.
No.
Yeah.
Red's the best flavor. Green second. Or the yellow, the lime.
I'm a big blue guy.
Blue's not good. Blue's not even right. Not even top five.
Now we're arguing. Not even top five. But yeah, that's about it. there's not really much to do to warm up. Maybe stretch a little bit if you're feeling a little older. You know?
So what does a daily practice look like for you guys?
All 10 of us usually just go out and play 9 holes. Some practices consist of just putting if we're, you know, we don't putt good during a match. But it's good to have that competitiveness in practices because you're always really trying to beat your teammates, I guess, to get that top score.
Yeah, we normally just go out and play because we play at Fall Creek. We don't have a driving range there, so we normally just go out and play holes. And then most of us stay after and play more most of the time.
So how much of golf is mental such as physical?
Well, it gets in your head, you know? You get really mad when you play bad. And sometimes you do things like Vance over here and some clubs get injured. And yeah, you just got to keep it together, man. You got to move on to the next hole when you play bad, you know?
Like Sam said, you know, if you injure one of your clubs, like maybe throwing one at a tree, you kind of have a gap and it really does affect your game. And also, if you don't have that, you know, confidence before every shot, you can make the same swing, but if you don't have the confidence, you know, it ain't going to turn out how you really want it.
Yeah, confidence is a huge thing.
Especially in putting.
Oh, for sure.
So what are you guys' team goals for the season?
Well, I think we should definitely make it state as a team.
Word.
Because we were like, what, 6 strokes short last year of making it to regional as a team?
Yeah.
And we played pretty bad. No, shout out Sam Nenny and Ryan Davis. Going to regional.
All right.
But
I did terrible.
So golf is mainly a solo sport. So how much of a difference is that compared to any other sport?
Well, you don't really have anyone to rely on. Like kind of most sports, you have, you know, your teammates rely on if you're kind of having a down day. But out on the golf course, it's just you. So there's no one else to blame but you. It's just you against every hole on the course.
Yeah, that kind of adds on to the mental part. It's kind of all on you. And you just got to keep together because you can't really blame anyone else if you're playing bad.
To become a varsity golfer or just a talented golfer in general, how much work does that take?
Yeah, it does really take a lot of practice. You know, staying active and busy even during the off season, even though it's pretty hard because, you know, you can't really go out and play. Having access to a simulator, you know, is a lot of help.
Yeah, we're definitely at a disadvantage here in Indiana because we got terrible weather, way too cold to go play outside. Playing in the cold is terrible.
Yeah, it really hasn't been too bad lately. I mean, we had snow like last week, but I mean, what was it, Tuesday? Or Wednesday? Or
yeah,
Wednesday?
It was something like that.
It was like 60. You know, that's nice. Usually a lot warmer than trials. Trials are usually like crisp 38 degrees, and it's terrible because you can't feel your
last
pants.
Last year was awesome, though. Our first couple matches of the year were like all 70, and then we had that one weekend where it was like 35. It was terrible.
You know, if you hit one thin or shank one, it does not feel great on the hands.
So are there any matches you guys are looking forward to this year?
I'm really looking forward to County because, you know, it's played at Grandview this year, and it's probably one of the easiest courses in Indiana. So we should sweep that, maybe break a school total record.
Yeah, we're... You know, coming off of three-peat county champs, so a couple of us have won county. One year we all placed all county, so that was kind of cool.
That is true.
But I'm kind of looking forward to sectional. I like Harbor Trees.
Yeah, I'm also looking forward to conference because we have not won conference, and that's kind of bothered me a little bit.
Yeah, we definitely should have won. That wouldn't. We weren't too happy about that one. There's a lot behind that one, but we'll just skip over
conference
that.
Conference is really one I kind of want on our record.
Yeah, we got to win conference.
Next 2 years.
That will do it for this segment of the ASN Coach Show. This is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Twister Soda Bar, located at 3289 West Angle Road, right across from Pendleton Heights High School. Twister Soda Bar offers a variety of drinks, including sodas, seltzers,
lemonades, iced coffee, sweetened or unsweetened tea, snacks, and can combine any of those with their syrups, creams, fruit, candy, and edible glitter. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. More information is available at twistersodabar.com. Twisted Soda Bar.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Anita's Diner, located at 777 East Water Street in Pendleton. Daily specials, eat-in and carry-out from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information at 765-778-0001. Again, that's 765-778-0001. Anita's Diner.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you to this segment of the ASN Coaches Show. I'm Lucas Williams, and joining me is Mr. Ritz, who is the Assistant Athletic Director. Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, Lucas.
All right, so getting right in, can you give me just a more in-depth description of what you do here at the school?
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, I'm the Assistant Athletic Director. I'm down there with Mr. Smith, and a lot of my duties are kind of behind the scenes. I'm in charge of tennis, both boys and girls scheduling, wrestling, track, and swimming, both boys and girls. So that consists of I pretty much help them get their schedule set, get officials for those different sports. On top of that, I help Mr. Smith with game day operations, with any football, basketball, baseball, softball, any home event. You usually see me or Mr. Smith here, or both of us when there's a big event. I'm also in charge of the athletic locker rooms to make sure each team has enough locks and lockers for their season. So that's pretty much just the basics on what I do on a day-to-day basis.
All right. So what did you have to do to get this job? Like type of schooling, you know, stuff like that.
Right. I'm a grad. I'm a 2001 grad here at Pelton Heights High School. Me and Mr. Smith were teammates in the basketball program. As I went off to college, I actually have a bachelor's in criminal justice. I kind of went that route for a while. And then I actually went back and got my master's in sports administration. So then when I came back in the area, I taught here for a few years, was a part of the basketball staff under Coach Hahn and Coach Bates. And then when Mr. Broughton retired, Mr. Smith moved into that athletic director position. And a couple years after he got that, he came to me and said, they're going to make some moves that will allow me to have an assistant in here. Would you, you know, like to be my assistant? I worked in the athletic department, did a lot of supervision and stuff for Coach Broughton. And then when he retired, Coach Smith, I did that for him too. So I just kind of slid into that position kind of full time after that.
All right, so can you give me a little day-to-day schedule around this time of the year?
Correct, yeah. Right now, it's kind of we're kind of in a transition. We're at the end of winter sports. Actually, track starts their official practice on Monday. So right now in the athletic department, we are making sure our schedules are lined up for the spring and finishing up anything with the winter. We got boys sectional swims next week. The wrestlers are in the semi-state Saturday. And our boys basketball start their postseason playing sectional in about 3 weeks. So we're kind of that in between where we're ending winter sports and starting spring sports.
All right. So what do you think your favorite sport to work with is?
I've always been a basketball guy. I like them all, to be honest with you. Being part of the athletic director position, you have to, you support all the athletes, all the sports. So I don't really have a favorite. Like I said, we have a great sports program here, great coaches, great athletes, so it's always fun to go out and watch them compete.
All right, so speaking of favorites, what do you think is your favorite part of the job?
Favorite part of the job, probably just working with the coaches and the athletes on a day-to-day basis. I always enjoy, like I said, watching them compete, watching them get better throughout the season, you know, the success. Like I said, we have great coaches to work with. It's always great to see them get their athletes ready to compete on a day-to-day basis.
All right. So, you know, what achievements have you made during your time being here?
We've had successful athletic teams. You know, off the top of my head, our softball program's done well. You know, they're back-to-back regional champs. We were one game away last year from making it to the state finals. We've had a lot of individuals, you know, cross-country, track. We've had individuals go to the state finals. We've had a swimmer, boys and girls. They've gone individual to state finals. So we've had a lot of success since Mr. Smith and myself have been in the positions. But, you know, we just want our athletes to be better people when they leave here. That's our main goal. You know, if we never win a state championship or have an individual state championship of each athlete that leaves here, they become better people, then that's a success to us.
Yes, absolutely. And what do you think you are most proud of this year?
This year, probably most proud of how our athletes have competed. We feel like fall, winter, and obviously we're getting to the spring, our athletes have really competed. And the improvement they've made throughout the year, that's always great to see them succeed towards the end of their season.
All right. Now, with the last question, what are you hoping to achieve next year? And not just next year, but, you know, the following years after that.
Right, right. We just want, like I said, our athletes, you know, if we can compete at the highest level and do it the right way, that's a success. And me and Mr. Smith are both believe that if we can get our athletes and coaches to compete as hard as they can each and every day, and no matter what the outcome is, if they are better people when they leave here and go on to be successful and they can come back to Pilton Heights and say, hey, you know, this coach, that coach, this sport helped me get where I'm at, then that's one thing that we hope year in, year out happens, and that makes us the most proud.
Now, I did say that. That was the last question, but I actually do have one last one. Do you have any personal achievements, you know, for you?
Oh, not really. You know, I like I said, I try to improve each day, you know, my daily task. And, you know, each year, you know, me and Mr. Smith go in, you know, trying to be better athletic directors than we were last year. You know, if that means, you know, more support to the coaches, you know, what we can do to help athletes succeed, whatever that may be, we just try to be better each and every day.
This presentation. All right. So that will do it all for today. Thank you, Mr. Ritz, for coming down here and lending some of your time.
Thanks, Lucas. I appreciate it.
And this concludes this section of the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning, located at 8711 South State Road 9 in Pendleton. They've been serving Pendleton and surrounding communities since 1960, offering residential heating and air conditioning service and installation, as well as financing and preventative maintenance plans. More information is available at 765-778-3838. House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC. Located at 526 North Pendleton Avenue in Pendleton, Dr. Foley and the staff of Regenerative Health and Wellness offer services in the area of weight loss, hormone balance, autoimmune issues, and more. Information about Regenerative Health and Wellness is available at 317-903-1791. Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buck Court for this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, as me and Eli will now be joined by the head coach of the boys varsity basketball team, Coach Joe Buck. Coach Buck, getting things started here. We're going to do a quick season recap. You guys finished the year with a great win at Heritage Christian, 60-47 over the Eagles. Josiah Gustin led the way in scoring for you guys with 20 points. Inside the arc, he was 8-for-8. And that finished your season at 11-12 and with some major achievements with the season overall. Well, what did you really see from that Heritage Christian game last week?
I thought it was a great team win. We had contributions from everybody that stepped on the floor and played. I thought our first half, maybe we played our best basketball the entire season, both offensively and defensively. I thought we executed well. Consequently, we shot well from outside the arc as well as inside. From outside the arc, we were 6 of 11 for 54%, meaning we had good looks. Most of that was generated from getting the ball inside and then passing from inside out when we had double teams. And then inside the arc, we were 8 of 12 and shot 67%. So when you shoot it that well, you're executing on offense. And normally, you know, you have some success, which we did. We went into halftime with a nice lead. In the second half, Heritage Christian turned up the heat with their quickness and their physicality, and that bothered us. Much like it has with all of our opponents. But like I said, we had good contributions. I thought that Dontrez Braxton and Isaac Wilson came off the bench when the game got physical, and I thought that their maturity and their strength, I thought, really helped our team pull it out when Heritage started making a run and getting back in the game. Reese Kapner also came off the bench. We had some problems with fouls. Coop had four, and Seth LaRavia had some foul trouble. We tried to hold him out. And when Reese came in, he gave us quality minutes as well. So a balanced attack. Dontrez had four. Isaac Wilson ended up with eight. Cooper had five. Aaron Cookston had a great defensive effort once again and had 5 points to contribute. Mazingo had three. Reese, like I said, was just a aggressive young man, both on defense and on the boards, and that's where he helped us. And then LaRavia, as you already mentioned, Seth was 7 of 8 from the field. He was 0 of 3 from behind the arc, but he was 7 of 8 in the post for 15 points, had 6 rebounds. And then Josiah Gustin, you mentioned he was 8 of 8. He was 6 of 6 inside the three-point arc, and he went 2 for 2 from 3 for 20 points, had 8 rebounds, 4 assists, steal, block. He had a very solid game for us. So overall, a big win for us. We wanted to get that win, get some momentum going into this week of the sectional.
Right now, looking past that Heritage Christian win, although you guys finished 11-12, majority of your losses came within at least 5 points. And one of those was a big loss to the undefeated Greenfield Central Cougars, who are hosting this week's sectional. You guys went to double overtime with them and lost 74-72. But not only that, but a lot of the conference teams you guys played, Mount Vernon and New Pal, it was only a 2 or 3 point loss. So what did you really see in some of those losses from the team that you could really hope to improve on going into this week?
Well, you know, I think that we have improved throughout the year. Where we've struggled is lack of consistency. I've talked about it on almost every show, lack of execution, and most of that comes from losing focus on a game plan and losing focus on what we've worked on in practice. At some point in a basketball game, we find that. But it has been frustrating to me that we haven't been more consistent at this point than what we are. We had a practice again tonight, and I know it's Monday, but it's a big week going into sectional, and we didn't have very good practice. And once again, we weren't focused on the things that we've tried to do and the things that we're doing offensively that we feel takes advantage of our strengths. And build off of that, and, you know, once again, just not a very focused practice, and that's kind of been our MO. But at other times in the game, just like the first half I mentioned at Heritage Christians, we were focused, and we looked pretty good. And this team, when they do that, they're fun to watch, they're fun to coach, but still looking for that consistency. I thought for the season, these young men, I'm very proud of them, and I think they have a lot to be proud of. Like I said, I think they've improved. You look at Anderson, Mount Vernon, New Pal, Greenfield, we were heavy underdogs in all of those games, and we were in a position to win all four of those big games. Just got beat down at the end. You know, had we picked up one or two of those, you know, it had been even a better season. But I'm still proud of this team. The Greenfield game, I've mentioned before, I think that was a big loss for us. Real proud of the way our team played. We had a great crowd that night. A lot of our fans talked about how much fun it was to see that kind of effort and that kind of enthusiasm in the gym. But we didn't get over the hump. Had we gotten over that, I think that would have been a big shot in the arm for our team's confidence. I think that kind of hurt us a little bit. We struggled for a couple games after that because of that confidence. But, you know, you look at teams like Guerin Catholic, Delta, Yorktown on the road. You know, we weren't supposed to beat any of those three. These young men played extremely well in those games and came away with upset wins. And so proud of them for those. The two games that really stand out to me was the Newcastle game. It was a conference game. I thought that we let that one get away in the fourth quarter. We had battled back and got in a position to win that. I had a chance to finish 4-3 and in third place in the conference. And we let up on defense, became a little lazy. We lost some assignments on defense, just lost our edge and gave them some wide open threes, and they buried four in a row, and that was the game. Then the other game that stands out was the Muncie game. I feel like that was a game that we should have won, but I give Muncie credit. They shot extremely well that night, much better than they've shot in any other game this year. But I didn't think our effort was what it should have been at Muncie either. So those two games are really the only two that stand out as major disappointments in our play and our effort. But other than that, really proud of this team. Proud of our JV team. Our JV finished 17-3, won the conference. So they had a great year. And our varsity team, in my opinion, has shown improvement throughout the season, and I'm proud of that. And I think they're proud of that as well.
So what were some of the area of the season you were hoping to improve on this weekend going into sectionals?
Well, at this point, I'm not sure it's about improving. Like I said, I think that we've shown that when we play to our strengths and we stick with that, we're a pretty good basketball team. So it's just a matter of staying focused and executing and being willing to do that. And, you know, what we're doing, today's game is about, you know, penetrate and kick for the three. And we've looked at it. You know, our penetration, we're not as good breaking people down off the dribble. We're not as quick as some of the teams we play. Teams break us down with quickness, and we have a hard time staying in front of the ball and keeping them out of the lane, so that's where they get their penetrate and kick for threes. We get it by passing the ball into the post. We have two bigs in LaRavia and Gustin. And when teams give double team in there, that's the same as penetration. We just do it by pass, and then when we kick the ball out, our perimeter shooters are best when they're facing the basket. They're set. They're not shooting off the move. We have several young men that can shoot it well when they're set from behind the arc. And when we've done that and played from inside out, then we've shot the ball well from behind the arc as well. And that gives you the balance of being able to score inside and out. But we have to start by making them stop us in the paint around the basket, and then that opens up your perimeter game. And then games when we've done that, that's where I'm saying we've been hard to handle.
All right, well, on that note, we are going to take a quick break. But when we return, our second segment here with head coach of the varsity boys basketball team, Coach Buck. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios, offering dental care for children and adults, as well as education for the maintenance of your dental health. More information is available by phone at 765-221-5900, on site at 113 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, or online at drdanawright.com. Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Rollins House in Fall Creek Retirement Village. Located at 300 JH Walker Drive in Pendleton, Rollins House provides independent and assisted living, rehabilitation, long-term care, memory support, and more. More information is available at 765-778-7501, Rollins House in Fall Creek Retirement Village.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buck Court for this presentation of the ASN Coaches Show, as we are now once again joined here by head coach of the boys varsity basketball team, Coach Buck, for our second segment. This time we are going to be looking ahead into sectionals this week. As I mentioned in the last segment, it will be hosted by Greenfield Central. You guys got the first round bye. You will play the winner of either Mount Vernon High School or New Powell High School. So really both of those teams you ended up losing to earlier in the season, but they both have some great players. Julius Gizzi for New Powell and Luke Ertl just returning for the Mount Vernon Marauders. Both of them very, very lethal from outside the arc and have a great inside game. So really is kind of the game plan defensively to try and stop either of those players depending on who you play.
Well, right now we have a plan in place. We started with working on those plans on Friday for both New Powell and Mount Vernon. Today we worked a little bit on both. Tomorrow we'll focus more on one or the other. And then on Wednesday, obviously we'll zero in. We'll know who we're going to play and be able to totally focus solely on that team. But Mount Vernon, the thing about Mount Vernon, they're so deep. They can play 10 players, and they really don't lose a lot when they sub off the bench. They're quick. They're athletic. They can, like I mentioned earlier, they can break you down off of the dribble, and they can also shoot the basketball. So they create a lot of problems. When you look at New Powell, I mean, Gizzy's just a fierce, fierce competitor. I mean, he's a scorer. More than a great shooter, he's a great scorer. He scores in so many different ways, so that creates a lot of problems for you defensively, how you're going to guard him. So we feel like we would have to have some help if we would happen to play them, and those are the things we're working on. But Mount Vernon, you mentioned, Ertl's back. They're a lot better basketball team with him back. He's averaging near 20 points. He played in four or five games since he came back from his injury. We've been able to see them in person twice, plus watch multiple films on Mount Vernon. So very good team. So, you know, the bye is great to have the bye because you only have to win two games to win the sectional, so that's good. But, you know, if you look at the Indiana High School basketball website by John Harrell, which is usually pretty accurate, New Powell was favored up until this week. They were favored going into the sectional. And Mount Vernon was picked number four. And now John's picking Mount Vernon as the favorite. Greenfield's second, Anderson's third, and New Powell slipped to the fourth favorite, with Richmond being fifth. So, you know, we get the bye, but we're going to get to play one of the two best teams in the tournament. And you've got to beat the best to win, so there's nothing wrong with that. But we're happy to have the bye. The only downside to the bye that's always concerned me, teams will have a first game jitter in the sectional because there is a lot of pressure. There's no tomorrow, there's no next week, there's no next game unless you win. So it's a different stage than what it is during the regular season. And New Powell and Mount Vernon will have that first game underneath their belt, get rid of some sectional jitters. So that's always been a concern if you get the bye. I've never been fortunate enough to have the bye very often as a coach, but we will have to get over those first game jitters real quick because whomever we're playing is going to be ready to play.
All right, and then also you mentioned their first round jitters. You have a big senior class: Aaron Cookston, Seth LaRavia, Josiah Gustin, Dontrez, Isaac Braxton, Isaac Wilson, and Reese Kaplinger. But you also have some younger guys. One of those to mention, Cooper Sims, at your starting guard spot, and Evan Mazingo. Although he is a junior, he's still kind of younger into this team. So what are you really hoping to see out of these seniors to lead both Cooper and Evan, and even some of the younger guys coming off of the bench?
Well, I always look for leadership from our senior class, both on and off the floor. And I talked to them just this week about, you know, they can continue to help lead the future of this program by the way that they respond and the way that they practice this week, their focus. You know, and it was disappointing today to see us come into practice and not really have the focus that I mentioned earlier that I was hoping we'd have. But, you know, I rely on our seniors to give leadership. They've done a nice job all year long of doing that, and I think that they'll be prepared to play when we play on Friday night. So, you know, Cooper's a young man. I've said before that he's come along for us this year to be a sophomore playing at the varsity level. Most people don't understand it until they do it. There's a completely different game played at the varsity level than the JV level and the freshman level that these players are used to. The game's just much quicker. The game's more physical. Everything's just faster paced at the varsity level. So he was thrown into that fire. I've been proud of the way that he's responded. As we played teams and teams have scouted us more, they've thrown some things at Cooper that we expected, and that has made it even tougher on him. So he has a big responsibility, and he's done a nice job. Evan Mazingo, a young man that at the beginning of the season. I thought he struggled shooting off the move. Great spot-up shooter. If he's facing the basket, has his feet set, he's a knockdown shooter. Man, I think that he's really come a long way, and I think he's going to continue to improve into next year, shooting on the move. And when he gets that and can knock it down off of the dribble like he can when he's set, then that'll take him to a next level as well. Evan Mazingo is the type of player that's focused every day in practice, every game. I mean, he wants to win. He's just with you at all times. I mean, his eyes are on me or the coaching staff at all times, and listening and absorbing anything that we're saying or anything that we're teaching. And I love players like that. You talk about a leader that's leading by example. And I can go right on down the list. Reese Kaplinger's that way. Aaron Cookston's that way. I mean, not a day goes by that those young men aren't totally locked in on everything we do. Yeah, I love those guys. So their leadership through their by example has helped our younger kids.
All right. So prepare to face the winner of the New Pal and Mount Vernon game. Just a couple of days ago, Mount Vernon had beaten New Pal by 20 points. Does a game like that mean anything going into the sectionals match?
We were at that game, and New Pal played extremely well. I'm sorry, Mount Vernon played extremely well. New Pal is without their big man. He's injured, so he did not play that game, and that bothered them. They're used to playing around him all year long, so when you lose a player like that, that was one factor. But, you know, I don't know if he's going to be back tomorrow night or not for New Pal, but if he is, I think that it'll be a very, very competitive game without a doubt. Gizzy did not shoot it very well against Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon's defense had a lot to do with that, but I think that he can shoot the ball better than he did that night. So I'm expecting a very competitive game. We went to see Mount Vernon play again on Friday night against Yorktown, and they looked really good. They just totally stymied Yorktown at Yorktown. So like I said, they're getting better each game. Now that Ertl's back, they're getting used to him being back on the court, and they're going to be a team that's going to somebody's going to have to deal with. Could be us first after they get by New Pal, but I wouldn't count New Pal out.
All right, and then one last question here for this segment. One thing people love to know is in the playoffs, what player is really going to step up and make that big play for each team? So for you, who are you really looking forward to? Maybe seeing step up and really take it and take the game into their hands and make that big play.
You know, we've talked about that. That's hard to predict. Other than the fact that your most competitive kids are not afraid of the spotlight. The bigger the game, the better they play. The harder they play, the more competitive they are. And I've learned our players in that regard. But for us to win the sectional. And this is what I said, I've talked to our team. Everyone needs to do their job. Everyone needs to play their game. And everyone needs to make the play that needs to be made on that particular possession, whether it's offense or defense. And then that equals good team play on offense and defense. It's not a matter of standing back and watching someone else play. If someone has the basketball, then I'm supposed to be screening. I'm supposed to be cutting. Everyone has to do their job. And when we do that, then we play team basketball, and then that makes us a much better team. So for us to win, we have to have everyone that steps on the court give maximum effort. And then you need to make shots. I mean, and everybody tries to make shots. And if you have a good night, a hot night, a good shooting night, then you're right there in the game. If you're cold and the opponent's draining to three, then it's difficult to win. And we've had some games like that. Muncie, I mentioned, it was a disappointment, and they shot extremely well, much better, shot 80% from three in the second half, and they haven't done that all year long. So they had a big night. And it just so happened that we didn't shoot it very well in the second half, and we lost. So that's a part of basketball. You see that at all levels. Just because they're hot on one night, that doesn't mean they're going to be that way all the time. So we'll have to execute on both ends. Everyone must play their game. Everyone must step it up, and we have to shoot the ball well.
All right, well, that will do it for this segment of the ASN Coaches Show. Thank you so much, Coach Buck, and good luck the rest of this week and going into sectional.
Thank you, guys.
We're going to take a quick break. But when we return, me and Eli will do an Around the Stable segment where we'll talk about some of the upcoming spring sports and finishing up some of the winter sports. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What makes education-based athletics in Indiana different from other youth sports programs?
Our coaches genuinely care about their student-athletes as people, not just as athletes. And their top priority is teaching and mentoring, not winning and losing.
Our student-athletes play for the love of the game. They have pride in their school and community. They want to represent something bigger than themselves.
Our parents and fans know the student-athletes on the team. They've seen them grow up and care about them. They paint their faces, pack the stands, and cheer loud and proud. I'm Robert Falkins.
And I'm Carrie Rosati. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. High school sports in Indiana couldn't be more different from other youth sports programs.
And we wouldn't have it any other way. Be a champion of high school sports and buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is keeping education in front of athletics. This is passion you won't find anywhere else. This is your IHSAA.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buck Court for this final segment of the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. If you're just joining us alongside Eli Libler, my name is Michael Hooker. We just finished up our couple segments with Coach Joe Buck. They are heading into sectionals this week. They have the first round bye. They will play the winner of two very good teams, Mount Vernon, the favorite to win the sectional, and New Palestine, who is fourth in the sectional favorite rankings. Both those teams, Pendleton Heights lost to earlier in the season, but although they did lose to them, these teams have definitely improved this season. But we're going to look at some of the other sports. Obviously, you know, with all the winter sports finishing up, we talked about it in our first segment. We're going to look at the spring sports. There's a lot of spring sports coming up. You heard a couple of the boys golfers. Their season is coming up. That was Vance Jarvis and Sam Denny. Both of those golfers are very good for the team. And then we have, you know, baseball, softball. Those two are all obviously a very, very popular girls' softball went to the championship game of the semi-state round, where they would fall to the state champion Ron Colley Royals. But Eli, I mean, last year softball, you know, a very good season. What are you hoping to see out of them going into this next upcoming season?
That they improve on what they need to work on from last year and see how they what they do for where they can put their best players at and do what they need to do to fix stuff.
Yeah, no, obviously this team for softball is going to look very different from what it did last year. You know, they had two very powerful hitters in Bo Shelton and Caitlin Goodwin backing each other at that 2 and 3 slot in their batting order. This year they are without Bo Shelton. She did graduate last year. So they have to fill out, and they lost a good amount of seniors in that class last year, so they have to fill in those holes. But I think Coach Davis definitely knows what he's doing with this team. He's coached these girls for a while now. Caitlin Goodwin, obviously, she's going to be the power hitter on the team. Her and Bo led the team in home runs and RBIs last year. You look at 1 and 2, and it was Bo and Caitlin. I mean, they were very interchangeable. But then for baseball, I mean, this is a very, very young team, although they did lose some seniors last year, Spencer LePink, Alex Bagley, just a couple to mention, even Ricky Howell. they still have a lot of players from that team last year. Jordan Williamson, Ty Frakes, Colton Frank. They're juniors this year. Even Braden Stevenson. You know, they're definitely stepping up into a bigger role. Obviously, after this school year concludes, they will have their senior season left. But Eli, what are you hoping to see really out of the baseball team this year? Maybe a better season, or just adding a couple more wins into that win column.
Well, I definitely think they needed to add more of a more winning streak to the and have a great season for the season, and hopefully what they can do and fix it and realize what they need to do to fix it.
Yeah, and then speaking a little bit more on the boys' golf side of things, boys' golf has some very, very good golfers. Sam Denny and Vance Jarvis was in the interview earlier, but they also have Braden Gray and even Ryan Davis, one of our own Weem staffers. He is one of the top younger prospects in the junior class. He's a very, very strong golfer. And this team, you know, they mentioned possibly making it to that state level. That's a very tall task for this boys' golf team. They have faced some of the tougher opponents in the state. Fishers, Hamilton, Southeastern, they're always pretty good at sports like that. With golf, you know, swimming, they're also pretty good at. So really, for this boys' golf team, they have a tall task, but I think they can definitely get it done. So, Eli, what are you hoping to see out of the boys' golf team this year?
That they make it to semi-state and see what they can do to improve on what they need to do.
Yeah, so a lot of spring sports with this upcoming season. We mentioned baseball, softball, boys golf, but there's even track. I mean, and unified track here at Pendleton Heights High School. So really, track has a very, very historied program. Coach Coggins does a really good job with his runners. Nolan Souter is one of the featured runners. Obviously, he's a two-time All-State corner for the football team, but he's very, very good, very, very strong runner for this track team, and I think he can definitely take this team a long way. He's committed to Taylor University for football as well, but I think track has really helped him a lot. So, Eli, what have you really seen from Nolan Souders in the past couple seasons with track and hoping for his senior season to see from him?
That he fixes what he needs to fix and see how well he can be his record of his track.
All right. Well, that will do it for me and Eli here at Pendleton Heights High School. We hope you all enjoyed this presentation of the ASN Coaches Show. Thank you to all those who tuned in. Thank you to Brooklyn back in the studio for running the board and making sure things go smoothly. And thank you to all of our sponsors for making this possible. For Eli Libler, my name is Michael Hooker, signing off on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
What makes education-based athletics in Indiana different from other youth sports programs?
Our coaches genuinely care about their student-athletes as people, not just as athletes. And their top priority is teaching and mentoring, not winning and losing.
Our student-athletes play for the love of the game. They have pride in their school and community. They want to represent something bigger than themselves.
Our parents and fans know the student-athletes on the team. They've seen them grow up and care about them. They paint their faces, pack the stands, and cheer loud and proud. I'm Robert Falkins.
And I'm Carrie Rosati. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. High school sports in Indiana couldn't be more different from other youth sports programs.
And we wouldn't have it any other way. Be a champion of high school sports and buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is keeping education in front of athletics. This is passion you won't find anywhere else. This is your IHSAA.
Thank you for tuning in to the ASN Coaches Show here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Fortune run the course across the track. If only I could feel the warmth across my back. Didn't I treasure most? Didn't I wreck the most? Didn't I feel this close? Don't look the other way. Somewhere falling to the ocean.
WEEM Pendleton.
Saying all the right things in all the wrong moments. Feeling all the right things, but don't know how to show it. The stars align when it's just right, so we can take a long road, just don't know where it's going. Losing our balance. Even with our eyes closed, we both know what's gonna happen. There'll be a sign when it's just right.